If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Scott Lumley Show. I have a very interesting guest today. I actually had her on my TV show that's airing on Biz TV, and I think it's going to be in about 3 weeks, if I remember correctly, but Miss Morgan Lumley.
Hi.
Hi. Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been about 10 minutes.
Yeah, from the house to the office.
The house to the office, yeah.
So we decided that we thought it was very interesting. An entrepreneur is a unique individual. I think nobody would argue with that. And a business owner is a unique individual. And a lot of times even a single provider is a unique individual. So we thought it kind of interesting because my wife is a stay-at-home mom, but simultaneously she does help me with a lot of the business stuff too. She has a business degree from Belmont, and she gives just wisdom and advice a lot. And sometimes we overlook those people in our life as entrepreneurs, because we're so on such a quest for money and on such a quest for financial freedom. So Morgan, first of all, did you enjoy the TV show the other day?
It was fun. I think that 30 minutes is barely enough to scratch the surface of the dynamic that goes back and forth between a husband and a wife. Much more even so with an entrepreneur relationship. It's quite intense. And I think that's been evidently shown in the anecdotal data and evidence that they've studied upon.
Folks, there's a perfect example. anecdotal. Yeah. See, that's the difference between a college education and hard knocks on the streets.
Oh. So. Well, it's just a very unique journey. It's a journey. And many times, being an entrepreneur doesn't equal success. It's not the same thing. Entrepreneurs start and they fail more times than they succeed. But that's the beauty of that is most of the time entrepreneurs aren't successful until they're in their 40s and 50s. It's rare, to be under 30 and be a successful entrepreneur. We see that a lot more now with technology, but with business, it's, to my limited knowledge, it's pretty rare. You throw, money problems on top of that. Cash flow is a huge problem for entrepreneurs. It happens quite often. So when cash flow is constricted, you bring that home with you. And,
no, I do not. I keep that completely separated.
Except
for the kicking furniture and chairs and stuff like that. It's totally different.
Your temper tantrums?
I do not throw temper tantrums. I mean, well, maybe on occasion, I say keeping your emotions in check in business is a real important part of business, so I keep my emotions in check in business. But a lot of times you come home and you are ready to kick the furniture because, things are frustrating in the business world these days. And, my age group, being 49 years old now and having the integration of technology, which I've always, we've always been involved in companies. Morgan's been with me for 10 years. So she's been a big part of my adult business life. I'd like to say that, I didn't really become a true adult until I was about 35 because, I was at a big time. But anyway, I always had the ability to make money. So, I never really was considering the future. I had the ability at 30, between the ages of 17, because I come up on my own, ages of 17 to 35, that I could make money anytime I wanted to, just doing whatever I wanted to, just because I could speak. And a lot of y'all on this radio show right now probably laugh and say, that's not true. But but I didn't really get serious about business until I was around 35. And then, of course, Morgan came into my life around 38, 39. And that's when I, you know, the reality set in that, okay, I got to get serious about, you know, these companies. And although, you know, I felt like I was serious before, I don't think you truly grasp it till you are 40 to 50 years old.
For most people, it's just you live and you learn and dust yourself off, get back up on the horse and keep going. And I think that that's one, you know, I was reading, and the divorce rates in this country are about 52% for entrepreneurs, entrepreneurial families. It is about 5 to 10 points above that. So the failure rate is huge. And then if you've been married before and you remarry again, those rates go up again.
So, okay. So you went from 52% to 42%.
No.
Maybe
52. It's 52. So you go to 62%.
So there you go. That's why you need your wife to help add for you.
for entrepreneur divorce rates. If you've been married more than once or twice, like this is number three for you.
She's holding up fingers, folks. what she's trying to say is this is my third marriage, and that is correct. It's my third marriage.
Yes. So the divorce rate's even higher. So
you tell me we have a 30% chance of succeeding at this?
Correct.
That's
statistically.
Wonderful. Okay,
statistically.
So, okay, well,
yes.
Let me tell you something about 30%.
Yes.
See, I have a 30% rule in entrepreneurship. And I have said this to all the employees and stuff, and they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, look, if you can get 3 out of 10 deals, you batted 300, and you're a Hall of Fame. So 30% is okay with me.
It's about perspective. Yeah, for sure. But something that's unique to entrepreneurial marriages is this idea that it's us against the world, because we've been on this journey together for so long. We've bonded over the failures, over the successes, over the mess, over the hard stuff. And that bond is stronger than the top two problems that you have in marriages, which come with an entrepreneur. You have cash flow problems, and with cash problems, that leads to it's proven that that leads to sex problems. So the top two reasons for divorce are money and sex.
Wait a minute, hold up.
Yeah.
Hold
so
up.
So listen.
But no.
I said the magic word.
You said sex. And I just want to know, I'm not batting 3 out of 10 on that one, right?
Oh, I'm not going to comment on that.
I'm just making sure. I hate to think I was in the 30 percentile in that section.
No.
I told you, folks, this is what's cool about an entrepreneur's wife is, you know, these are the conversations we actually really have.
But it's real. It's real. It's a real thing. You know, sex is obviously an important part of a marriage, period.
It is to me.
Well, it is to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, but what's really cool is that the bond of being on a journey together and suffering together and being successful together, those things, that's just as important. And it outweighs those top two reasons for divorce, which is so cool. And it's so unique to these situations, which I found fascinating. So, I mean, I can tell you, I have felt over the past 10 years, all kinds of things, you know, just the uncertainty and the risks that we take and the long hours that you spend working. It can leave you in such a difficult place. But that bond, again, it just keeps you together, and it's this, you know, we're a team, and you don't quit on your team.
Well, that's just it. Marriage is really no different than a company. You know, I mean, I tell people all the time, sometimes the best business move that you can make is a retreat, because and retreating isn't quitting. Retreating might be just going back and back up and reevaluating an idea that you have, or you know, yesterday, for example, we're sitting here working inside of our software yesterday, and it's an incredible software, and I'm plugging it right now, but that's okay. It's my damn radio show. And so anyway, I'm sitting there working with the guys yesterday, and I've got 15 guys sitting around a table, and we're discussing this software. And I'm like, well, hold up. Now tell me that again. So they started telling me the software. Then I called the IT department and said, hey, we need to rewrite this software. Now that's just backing up to make something better. It's not quitting. You know, and so a lot of times, even in our marriage, you know, we have to back up.
When in doubt, do nothing. Pause. Take a deep breath.
Seek counseling.
Yeah, I love counseling.
No different than we do. We got a counseling session today after the show, don't we?
We do.
You know what, folks, and that's something else, too, that I never really was a counseling kind of guy. You know, I was more like, hey, dude, I could do anything by myself. I don't need no dang help. And then all of a sudden, when Morgan opened my eyes up, which again, this is why having a wife behind you, or, you know, or a husband behind you, if you're a female, you know, entrepreneur, by having somebody behind you, and I'm not going into the other ones, but you know, we'll talk about a wife and a husband. And a husband and a wife. So I feel that if you have that supportive system behind you, that you end up in a situation to where, you know, you feel, you know you have a safe zone. When you come home to your home, it's a safe zone. You know, when I leave my house, sometimes I feel like it's me against the world as an entrepreneur, and it literally feels that way.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah. So when you come home, it's like you just look for somebody to just have a conversation with that's not trying to cut your head off.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting ready for a break, but I think that when we come back, we should really like talk about that. I think that the idea of when you leave the house, the feeling that you have when you walk into the house from a day and when you leave for the day, or I guess vice versa. When you leave for the day for work, what you have to mentally prepare for and what I have to mentally prepare for versus, you know, the nighttime when you come in and you get attacked by two crazy kids and a wife who's missed you all day and asking you what you want for dinner and all these decisions you still have to make or not make. You know, I think that,
hey, folks, that's not my wife barking at me. I promise. I promise it's not my wife barking at me.
But it's an interesting dynamic. I think that's something that's really important to talk about. That's a big issue for married couples anyway.
Well, folks, we've definitely had an interruption here. I've never actually heard, a dog barked in a radio show, but by hell, anything can happen on the Scott Lumley Show. So anyway, this is the Scott Lumley Show, the first segment, or section, segment, for area, whatever you want to call it, with Miss Lumley, and we'll be right back.
Scott Lumley.
My father went to jail when I was very young, so it got pretty rough between 9, 10, 11 years old. A lot of abuse happening inside the house. At that moment in time, I decided that I can't live this way anymore. I walked outside and looked her straight in the face and said, I'm leaving. And I was 11 years old. I hitchhiked to Tulsa, Oklahoma in a Greyhound bus in a luggage rack. I think that the sports was an outlet for me. I think it was a way for me to escape my life. Consequently, I ended up becoming a very good athlete. So I got off into bull riding, got off into riding horses and competing. Did that for about 20 years. My mind was always generated to entrepreneur type things. So I was always starting companies and building companies. I just went from everything to nothing. I was constantly having debtors, creditors coming at me right and left. I learned that I didn't need a bankruptcy trustee. So Resolve Financials was born because I found a way to basically become a debt negotiator for businesses. I started trying to figure out a way to acquire properties economically. It's not anything new. It's actually 120 years old, but the way we do it is a totally different way. Instead of you beating your feet to death, going from courthouse to courthouse, courthouse to courthouse, we've actually API'd all this stuff into one spot. We're seeing that we're averaging around 12 cents on the dollar that we're buying the houses for. I mean, what's success, really? I mean, it's all relative. The entrepreneur side of this thing, for me, is this allows young entrepreneurs to be able to come into our program and get a start and better their lives. That's what really motivates me behind this. I mean, we all strive to have wealth in our lives, but what is wealth? I mean, is wealth money, or is it helping people, or is it a combination of both? And I think there can be a balance of it. And I think there has to be a balance of it.
Scott Lumley, ResolveSuite.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092.
800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Scott Lumley Show. Sitting here with my wife, Morgan Lumley, having a very intimate conversation about the trials and tribulations of a married couple that own companies and businesses, and that's what they do for a living, is run high risk. So, Morgan, you were just talking about, you know, what you have to get ready for when I leave in the mornings and what you have to get ready for when you come home. Let's talk about what you have to get ready for, and then I'll tell you what I have to get ready for.
Well, it's just mental preparedness. It's, you know, I'd never know what time you're going to be done for the day, you know. So my planning really goes around the children and our activities and, you know, getting the house taken care of, any errands I may need to run. But, you know, that's just most of the day. I think my preparedness for you comes in, and it's, okay, what can I have the kids doing so they don't run and attack dad? And because they've missed you all day, you know, so they want to see you. They want to play and wrestle. And
I think you'd have to put up a barbed wire fence because that you ain't stopping them. The door opens up, yeah. They're both headed right at me.
Oh, completely.
You know what?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of joy in that. You know, I am tired when I come home. Not to interrupt what you were saying, but I am tired when I come home. And I do sometimes just need a moment to unwind. But simultaneously, because you it's like being in a boxing match sometimes. You know, mm-hmm. you're fighting, and all of a sudden you got to turn around and give a kiss to somebody. You know, it's not as easy as it looks.
Well,
and
in our
so
office,
to turn that off, mm-hmm. you know, for your kids isn't easy, but very doable.
Something to remember too is that our office is on our property, and so it's in close proximity, you know, to where we live. So you don't have that 45-minute commute, you know, from downtown to really compose.
To get angrier?
No.
Through the traffic?
I guess you could look at it that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, well, that's the way I would look at
or
it,
Or you
yeah.
could look at it as a time to listen to the music you want to listen to and turn your phone off and breathe, for most men. And, you know,
entrepreneur that turns his phone off, you know that.
right. What am I saying?
Yeah. An entrepreneur does not turn his phone
but
off.
But you have the option.
In an entrepreneur's
mind,
is the phone call that you don't receive is the phone call that you could have made millions of dollars off of.
Right.
In an entrepreneur's mind, that's the way they think.
Right.
You know, they're thinking, okay, I got to be ready for that phone call because you never know when it's coming. And it's funny, I was talking to one of our closers 2 days ago, I guess it was, and he made a statement to me. He says, you're not going to believe this. I've worked here all day long, and at 6 o'clock in the evening, I get 3 phone calls and 3 contracts. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, because you were ready for the phone call
right.
at 6 o'clock, 6:30, or 7 o'clock at night. Had you jumped up at 5 o'clock and ran out of the office like your schedule shows, mm-hmm. you would have missed those deals. Or you would have been doing whatever you were doing, and you wouldn't have heard the phone calls come in, and those people might not ever call you back again because they didn't get you. So an entrepreneur's mind is you can't miss a phone call.
And that brings me to another point. This is a conflict in an entrepreneurial marriage is, honey, why can't you turn your phone off at dinner? I need 30, 45 minutes of your time with the family, you know, and that phone call does come in at that moment, and you have to get up and walk away. And it can be infuriating for me at times because I've spent an hour and a half cooking this great meal. I've got the kids sit down. All the distractions are gone. And you have to get up from the table. And it's this complex, unique thing where I have to be understanding, But at the same time, I have a certain level of expectation as well. And it really gets complex and difficult to deal with. That's where communication becomes so crucial, because you have to check in. And that's why counseling for us is great, because we have a safe place to go sit down, air this out, get it off our chest. And then at the end of the day, we can just understand that this is our life. And, you know, you get the frustration out and it's gone, and you just roll on to the next day, you know.
Well, you know, it's the last thing you want is your wife to feel like she's neglected. I mean, at least that's the last thing I want, is my wife feeling neglected. So, you know, I've had to change my habits. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had to totally switch habits and change to where, you know, I've gotten here recently where, you know, I'll take a lot of phone calls in the morning times to stay in the house. And then when I'm not on the phone, I'm playing with the kids or talking to you. And I do a lot of morning stuff rather than evening stuff, because, you know, a lot of what I do now is evening type work with Resolve Suite, because that's when you get a hold of people.
Mm-hmm.
So it is interesting. So let me flip it the other way real quick. The other way is this. Okay. You know, there's a lot of guilt as an entrepreneur. I don't think people realize how guilty you feel. Just because you provide a car, a house, you know, a whatever, you know, just because you're providing for your family, you still get guilt. You still have guilt. You don't get guilted, but you have guilt that I guess some people could get guilted, but I have guilt just because I might miss something. Yeah, you know, the other day, Levi had done a flip, and I was like, when did he start doing that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's doing flips on the floor. And I was like, wow, that's cool. When did he start doing that? You're like, oh, he's been doing that for a while. I was like, you know, crap, I missed that, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it's something as silly as that. So you end up with guilt on that, and you end up thinking, you know, well, I wish I could be there more to experience those things. But then you get the rewards of it, that they get to go to private school. And you get the rewards of it that, you know, that when they turn 16 years old, they'll have transportation, which I didn't have at 16.
Yeah.
You get the rewards of it that they have an education, which, as you listen to me, you probably realize I don't have one. So.
You have an education. Don't dumb yourself down. You definitely have an education. I mean, it's hard knocks, and I think that's probably more useful than a college education. I can say that because I'm college educated, and it was a great opportunity for me to prepare my mind and. Learn how to study and read and research. But it can't compete with experience. You know, if you go out and get a job as a 25-year-old, they don't give a flying flip if you took business ethics or if you took operations management. You know, you go into college saying, you know, I have a degree in, and it's useless without experience to back it up. Now, if you go in and get my accounting degree and get my CPA, that's useful. That's a skill. But, you know, experience yields a product, and it's a growing product, and that's
well,
you.
And on the flip, thank you. But on the flip side of that is this: I couldn't get a job saving my life. Seriously, who would hire me?
I think you could get a job, but keeping it might be a different story.
Yeah. Well, seriously, let's
You're
think about
boss.
This. Who's going to hire a guy that could potentially, you know, who's going to hire a guy with my experience level? In a company and CEO type environment, that ain't happening. You know, they're just not going to do it.
The idea of you sitting in a corporate office makes me laugh. It just is hysterical to me, because you're just too. Your heart is that of an entrepreneur, and it takes a special person to be able to live that lifestyle, because it is definitely a unique lifestyle. And you have to marry someone who can handle that lifestyle as well. Adaptation is everything. It's the survival. And I've learned that, over the last 10 years, and, you know, learning to be flexible, which is not easy for me. I'm a list maker. I am in my mind. I like to be organized. I'm not always organized, but you know, I like times and knowing when things are going to end and start. And that changed with you. And it has opened my mind. I can say that for sure.
Yeah, because I'm the kind of guy that's in the shower and jumps out of the shower, throws a towel around, but takes off running to a pen and piece of paper. He's like, I got an idea. And
that happened
this morning, didn't it? And that's what made me think of it.
Yeah.
And then I'm running out the door real fast because I want to go implement that idea. So, you know, I'm sure it has its challenges when you're dealing with that from the flip side of it. Unfortunately, a lot of times entrepreneur people are extremely what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say self-centered, but that's probably a good word to use. Maybe just they've got to think of their minds are on themselves a lot of times. I know in my case it has been. So anyway, you're with us. We're on the Scott Lumley Show today. I've got my wife on here, guys. I'm nervous. Scott Lumley Show today. Looking forward to the next segment, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are
we're interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Scott Lumley Show. I'm here with Miss Morgan Lumley today, my wife, and I still can't get past this earlier segment when, you know, she said I was in the 30 percentile in sex. She said, "Oh, let's talk about this perspective, shifting of perspectives." I was like, "No, I want to get back on this other subject here. That I feel a little inadequate right now." But no, let's talk about perspectives. Yeah, I agree. Shifting of perspectives is something that's required as a wife and a husband, a team. That you're building, no differently than companies shifting their perspectives on ideas and products, differently than, you know, I mean, heck, my perspective has shifted on vehicles. You know, I mean, as silly as that, you know, I used to be a truck guy. You know, I was a cowboy and I was a truck guy. Now, you know, my back hurts when I ride in a truck. I like a nice car to ride around in. So, what do you think is your primary shift in your perspective?
Well, I think
from 10 years ago.
From 10 years ago.
To today.
Wow. It's a good question.
That's what I do, ask questions.
Lots of things have changed over the last 10 years. You know, a lot of things have happened in the last 10 years. I've become a mom. I think that's been probably one of the biggest shifts for me, was thinking for just myself.
Well, yeah, but that's going to be a shift for any person in the world. Let's talk about a shift. Well, no, not everybody.
There's people that don't shift their perspective.
Well, that's probably true too. But you know, let's talk about something that's more entrepreneur related. Well, give me an entrepreneur related shift, not necessarily a family related shift.
Okay. I mean, just in the way that, you know, you manage money management. I've always been very practical and very kind of to the book when it comes to just basic accounting. I mean, you know, I still write down in my register of my checkbook what I spend. I don't know anybody that does that anymore.
Well, I couldn't do that. I can't add that high. Or that low, whichever one it is, whichever one that day.
Thank God for accountants, right?
Yeah, thank God for controllers.
But I think just the idea of practicing money management, learning how to properly invest and the best ways to do so. Investing in your future that leads to financial freedom. I think that you have a unique perspective on all of those things. I've learned a great deal from you about that. We disagree still sometimes, but it's because I can't completely wrap my mind around what you've got planned. So it's because I'm in a home all day with two kids and, you know, my mind's just not there. Could I understand it if I was in the business every single day, all day? Of course. I mean, I believe I have that aptitude, but it's just that level of trust that I, you know, have to give to you and say, go for it, babe. You know, you got this. And I think that's been a shift in perspective for me. I have to let you do what you do to an extent.
Well, that was a pretty good answer, I think. A better answer than what I expected, to be honest. You know,
thanks.
I mean, I didn't expect it to be quite.
Jeez.
Quite. You know, I mean, that sounds like she needs to be running the company, the show, not me. But in being an entrepreneur, a lot of folks want to get stuck on the one ball. You know, and I'm going to use a pool analogy, shooting pool. Not swimming pool.
You're such a guy.
I know what I mean.
You're such a guy.
I can't bake a cake, so I can't use that analogy. So I've got to use something I know. But, you know, everybody can count to nine, I hope. So let's talk about nine ball, because if you can't count to nine, you need to turn me off right now.
Okay.
But anyway, so, you know, a lot of folks get stuck, especially entrepreneurs, I see them get stuck on the one ball. They just don't know how to get to the two ball, three ball. And it was that way for me, too, for probably the first few years of my life. But I was forced, because of my childhood, that I didn't have no choice but to start looking to the future, because there sure wasn't anything in the present. Mm-hmm. So it forced me to start looking at the 6, 7, 8, 9. And consequently, you know, and be honest with you, through the experiences that I've had, even simply playing pool, you know, and anticipating 3 and 4, 5, 6 and 7. And I think that's what gives you a lot of uncertainty is I'm already anticipating 7, 8, 9 ball.
Yes.
And we're still on the one ball. And you're like, how do we get there? And because you're not in it on a day-to-day basis,
right.
So you're like, I don't understand this. And then you then I'm working all day long, and you know, and I've answered 10 million questions throughout a day. Had 3 radio shows doing today and shot 2 TV shows yesterday. And not to mention I'm running a portfolio company, and not to mention running a construction company, and not to mention running all these other companies.
Yeah.
And then I got to come home, and I have to explain, because you're curious, I have to explain, you know, a play-by-play book of what I've done throughout the day. And you sometimes you're like, oh, my God, I just want to rest.
Well, and this is where, you know, the challenges of being a wife of an entrepreneur really become real. The uncertainty, the high risk. And it's a higher risk to me because I'm not in it every day. I can't see the play-by-play. And when I do get the play-by-play, I'm exhausted, and like you say. And, you know, the shifting of perspectives is really the answer of overcoming failures. And if you don't already have that skill in your marriage or your relationship, that's something that you really got to dig for. And once you have that, the ability to say, okay, he's worked a 14-hour day. He's outside on the phone. It's dinner time. Am I going to pick this moment to be, you know, to say something to him, or am I going to let this slide because I know it's been a rough day, you know? And being able to empathize and really turn those things around, I believe, is the answer to avoiding those really high divorce rates and fights in marriages and all those problems. I mean, I think that's a huge key to it. But communicating is the first step. And so I think that's something that we've learned, and it's a skill that you have to continue to grow, because the more successful you get, the more your employees and your businesses need from you, I get less of you, which comes back around to this thing, this topic that keeps coming up, this balance of life. And I think I said the other day, we stumble upon that at least once a day where we feel like, oh, we did it. We did it. It was a good day. And focusing on those magical moments is really what glues us together.
Well, and it comes back to, you know, the thing that I preach a lot. If you can't wake up happy in the morning and you can't focus on the positive things, then the bad things will consume you to the point that nothing positive is going to come out of it.
Yeah.
You've got to look to positives. If you don't look to positives, you know, then you're not going to be successful in business, and you're sure not going to be successful in your relationship with your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And in my particular situation, you know, a lot of times you're alone. You know, you're left alone.
Yep.
And or with 2 crazy kids, and
whom we adore.
We talk to them like we hate them. They're the spoiltest little suckers on earth.
Oh, they're fun kids. They're super fun kids.
Yeah, they're super intelligent. They took that after their mother. And they're super athletic. They took that from me.
Nice.
But they're great kids. They're good kids. You know, I've got a great 19-year-old son, too. I don't want to leave them out either here. I got a great 19-year-old son here who's an intricate part of our company. And to have those beautiful things in your life and to be, you know, away from 14 hours a day, that kind of stinks. But it comes back to, like we said, a balance of life, which does keep coming up in almost every segment I do. A balance of life comes up, and it comes down to, you know, you don't have to make a choice. I've learned that through counseling with Morgan. You don't have to make a choice between making money and your family. You know, the choice has already been made for you, and the choice is just your family. And then the money is supposed to be secondary to it, and you have to choose your family first. And then if you choose, and then it's, you've got to work around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning, let me back up, especially the last year, I'd say, or 6 months, really, really pushing that issue
mm-hmm.
of making sure that I give attention to every single person, at the same time not taking away from, like you say, the companies are growing exponentially at a huge rate, and they need my time. Well, hopefully soon, you know, we'll be in a position to where I can simply be doing TV shows and radio shows and doing the public speaking type of things that won't require quite so much of my time. And we will have, you know, CEOs and people in positions that handle that. But being an entrepreneur, you're ground. You start at the ground. You don't – every company we start – now, we've got 28 companies.
Yeah.
And every company we start, which Resolve Suites, although it's 7 years old, in my head, and I've been doing it for 7 years.
Right.
electronically, it's only a 3-month-old product.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm going to stop you right there. You know what you did that was really cool 3 months ago? You sat me down and you said, Morgan, I'm about to get really busy and I'm about to have longer days. There's a chance I'll be traveling a lot. You know, I want the kids and you to come when it's possible. But, you know, I need you to know that this is coming our way. And I'm not going to be here like I've been here, you know, and you, we need to, how can I help you make this adjustment well? How can I make this easier for you? And that was such a defining moment, for us. It's worked so well. It's given me the tools and the ability to stand alone for those long days and those trips and whatever. I'm prepared. I knew that snowball was coming, so I can kind of take shelter, so to speak. And you made that possible. So communication really is the most important thing to take away. I wanted to share that story because I just popped in my head and I thought it was a good example of that, of what I've been trying to communicate.
No, I think it's a great example of it. Yeah, I did do that because I I'm looking at the 8-9-10 ball. Lord, true. I forgot. I already had the 10 ball in here. Ain't in the game. See, folks, that's an entrepreneur. We just throw stuff in. I was looking at the 7-8-9 ball, you know, and I knew it was coming. I anticipated it coming. Well, there you go, folks. You have it. Miss Morgan Lumley, smarter than Scott Lumley. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. Scott Lumley Show. Thank you very much.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Scott Lumley Show, where it's always a blend of entertainment, business experience, and life experience, a little bit of hope, a little bit of inspiration, and sometimes even a little bit of embarrassment. So, Morgan, you in the break there, you were just talking about a few subjects. Won't you start off with one of them?
I really wanted to maybe start with the art of compromise, which is kind of funny for us to talk about because we're both considered type A personalities. I'm a little less type A than you are because you go kind of above the Richter scale on being a type A.
Well, hold up just a second. Okay, I'm inadequate in sex.
No.
Over the Richter scale. And I never said that.
I never said you were inadequate. Anyway, keeping you on topic, someone had mentioned compromise and how does that work among strong personalities in business and in a marriage. I was jokingly saying we don't really compromise. Sometimes I get my way and sometimes you get your way.
And I said, that is compromising.
But I don't think that's the definition of compromise. Usually you meet in the middle on every issue, which is...
Well, no, it's compromise. I want to disagree with that. You know, everything's not definitive, in life. That is the problem. You've got people in life that are black and white, and that's just the way they're called, conservatives. And you got people that it's not black and white. I don't know. I fit somewhere in between the middle. I don't know exactly what I am.
A few shades of gray.
Yeah. Uh-oh, there we went again. I fit somewhere in the middle where I believe that just because my decision was right and your decision might not have been right, or your decision was right and my decision wasn't right, doesn't mean that it wasn't a compromise.
Notice he didn't use the word wrong. That was wise.
Thank you. I'm getting older and smarter in this relationship. I know what to say and what not to.
That's funny.
But that doesn't make it wrong because, I suggest this or I suggest that. And,
of course.
And it's the right suggestion. And you suggest something else and it's a wrong suggestion. I'm used at that
Ooh.
Time. So, or vice versa. I suggest something and it's wrong and you should straighten it out. And we go the other way. That is technically a compromise in my eyes.
Yeah. I mean, it works for us. I think it looks different for everybody probably.
Let me tell you when I hear the word compromise, as an entrepreneur and a strong personality, when I hear the word compromise, that usually tells me that it's inadequate. See, let me tell you why I say that. When I take and blend, if I know I'm strong-willed on an idea, or, right now we're talking about a personal relationship, but just talk about business for a second.
If I know
I'm strong-willed on an idea and I feel my idea is right, mm-hmm. and I have 15 opinions of it, I might listen to all 15 of them. That doesn't mean I'm going to take any of them in.
Sure.
I'm still going to stay strong to my thoughts and my ideas, because that's what's gotten me to where I am today, is being not quitting, not in our marriage and not quitting in business. You're just not quitting, not wanting that failure in my life. And if I feel I'm right, no, I'm not willing to compromise on that. And I don't know what you would call that exactly, but maybe bullheaded.
Well, maybe, but you're also the leader of our family. And, you know, at the end of the day, I do trust you to make those decisions too. So when you feel a gut feeling, you just, as a wife, you sometimes just have to go with it and just submit that, you know, trust. That's why we're married. I'm supposed to trust you and you're supposed to trust me, and it works that way. Which brings me to maybe that second topic we were talking about. I think something really relevant among entrepreneurial married couples is, or even just in general, is, you know, a stay-at-home mom, a wife that's not in the same business as her husband, isn't really privy to all that goes on. And there's a level of protection. You've always said protection, and we really wrestled with this in our relationship early on, was, you know, you won't tell me anything. I don't know what's going on, you know, and cash flow would get tight, and, you know, it would be so challenging because I didn't know what was going on. Maybe I spent too much that month and I didn't know, you know, and I'd be interested to hear from you about
Who's interviewing who here?
Well, I think that, you know, we're probably, you know, I think it's interesting. I mean, obviously,
you
know where I'm coming from.
So I'll say it like this. People that are in my position are, you know, that you have to have a certain level of pride and be proud and confidence and knowing what your ability is and isn't. And, you know, even sometimes when you know you're wrong, you still have to carry yourself like you're a prize fighter. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have a choice. You know, you're in that situation. You better carry yourself like a prize fighter or you're going to get knocked stone cold. So, you know, and your family and your life and your wife and those people that I keep pushing my hands forward, nobody can see that, but that are in this little box that you want to protect. Sometimes I think that can come off as controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what me and you struggled with for a long time. It wasn't, in my mind, it wasn't controlling. In my mind, it was protecting.
Right.
And I don't want my family to be worried about financial stuff because I'm the provider and I'm the person that's supposed to be making sure that the wife and children have everything that they need in life, not necessarily want,
right,
but need in life.
Yes.
And sometimes I probably get a whole lot on want a lot of times too, but it's not asked from me. It's probably my guilt giving a little bit. You know, my guilt wants to give a little bit, so I probably do a little more than I'm supposed to. But simultaneously, you know, you put them in a box, you want to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think often that comes across as controlling.
So now we'll fast forward to the present, and I think now you can, or not really now, but, you know, in the last few years, you've been able to say, hey, the next 3 months, you know, we're going to start investing again. It's time to, you know, maybe tighten down that budget. Let's get on a budget. Let's focus on this in the home. You'll give me ample notice. Have you noticed a difference?
Yeah, we've discussed it so much now that, yeah, I absolutely notice it. And I'm going to say why. It's because I see trending, you know, it's back to that 7-8-9 ball.
Mm-hmm.
I got it right that time, folks. I played a lot of 9 ball in my life. But anyway, it's back to that 7-8-9 ball. I see a trending. And that trending in the economy is, you know, a lot of folks right now, and especially in our Nashville market, which is not going to listen to a lot of this. They're going to hear it outside of the Nashville market. But in the Nashville market, we are on an absolute high.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, folks
definitely
do not realize if they go 15 miles in any direction outside of Nashville, let's just say 25 miles in any direction outside of Nashville, it's a downhill trend. So, you know, to sum up this whole thing and to kind of finalize, honey, thank you for coming on today.
You're welcome.
This is Morgan Lumley.
And
also, Morgan's going to start doing a blog on the scottlumley.tv and from a wife's perspective. So I think that's going to be really cool, too. but to go back to this 25-mile thing, you know, we're in a bubble here, folks. And the national market is we're trending down. People don't realize. I feel that the economy's trending down. So setting budgets for yourself, being prepared for a trend down, and being cash heavy and not asset heavy is going to be really, really important over the next couple of years, because the next 18 months I see catastrophic things moving in a downward motion. Now, I do that from a gut feeling, not from an analytical standpoint. And a lot of these guys are giving you analytics right now, and I'm giving you my gut from 32 years of business experience and a lot of failures. This is the Scott Lumley Show. Thank my wife for coming on today, and we look forward to our next show. Always tune in. We sure enjoy having you on listening to our show.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,